All right, all right. Well, hello, everybody, and good day, and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers. I am here with you guys today for nothing but encouragement, empowerment, and hopefully some inspiration. I don't know if you caught my last podcast, but I talked about the importance of followers and not on social media necessarily. But anywho, today I want to kind of follow that up. Today's topic is that not everybody can be the visionary. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to have visions. It doesn't mean that you can't dream big. You should actually be doing those things. But I want to kind of break down the whole concept of action is required. And so thanks for tuning in today. Again, another episode of AP Empowers. Angela Pride here today to hopefully lift you up and bring you some great content today. Just finished up. We had our When Women Lead Networking social this past month, and it was phenomenal. Great group of ladies. You know, I just really love and get into the fact that I reach a different group of women. And again, if that's not you, that's fine. But the ladies that come out are very passionate and full of purpose and very intentional. And so, you know, shout out to the ladies that were at our last meetup. We actually kind of did it differently. But you know what? That's what When Women Lead Networking Social is about. It's about flowing. It's not about my agenda and what I want to do all the time. It's about meeting the needs of the ladies that are in the room. And I felt like that's exactly what we did. Our next networking social is going to be this summer. It's going to be like June or July. And I'm actually considering a day party sort of scene, right? And so with that being said, I want you to definitely consider coming out and meeting some fantastic ladies. And if we do a day party, it'll definitely be more of a mixer or a mingle as opposed to the empowerment piece and me doing a lot of talking and things like that. But either way, like I said, invest in you, because if you don't invest in you, how can you expect others to invest in you? And if you come out to any of my events, I can guarantee you, you're going to meet someone that you would not meet under normal circumstances. So that's my shameless plug for that, as well as Coach with Pride Sports Consulting. That is going really, really well. Also super excited about a couple of our new clients that we've signed up, you know, and just trying to help them to be in a better position to be recruited, to be ready for the recruiting process. And I do know so many parents are totally ignorant, and they expect a lot from the coaches. And so that's where myself and Troy Pride Senior come in. We're going to try to help you do the things that you can do from a parental standpoint as well as a student athlete standpoint. And so with that being said, excited about that. If you would like a consultation, we would love to sit down with you and see where you are and see if we would be a good fit for you, and vice versa, as far as working with you and your student athlete on helping with that recruiting process. We're actually getting into some different things. We have some affiliations and some relationships that we're definitely trying to build upon. So, you know, we make no guarantees as far as getting your child recruited. However, we're going to do everything in our power, because when you win, we definitely win. And that's our concept, and that's what we want to see, more kids getting to that next level and doing what they need to do, as well as you parents doing what you need to do as well. So Coach with Pride Sports Consulting, you can go to coachwithpride.com, sign up on our little information contact form, and we will contact you as far as a consultation is concerned. As well, guys, When Women Lead Volume 1 and 2 is available on Amazon.com. I would love for you to go over there and purchase those resource tools. Whether you're female or not, whether you are gifting this to someone, they are definitely great resources for all people, not just women. But women in particular is my target market, just because of what I've noticed in the marketplace on where women typically fit in. And I just want to encourage women to be more bold, to be more intentional, and to be more effective in every aspect of their leadership. Even if you're an aspiring leader and you don't necessarily have that title yet, When Women Lead Volumes 1 and 2 will help you build upon whatever your attributes are now. Another thing that I do as far as business coaching, I try to, you know, help my clients to focus on their strengths. I try to help them to bring those strengths to the forefront and definitely minimize those weaknesses. And so a lot of times I can figure that out within a very short period of time, and we can start focusing and working on getting better at maximizing those strengths and minimizing the weaknesses. So if you need a business coach, you can contact me. We can do a consultation for that as well. But if you just want to purchase When Women Lead Volumes 1 and 2, those are definitely readily available on Amazon.com. Volume 1 is even available in the Kindle version. So wanted you guys to know that as well. I have a few shirts left on hand as well. When Women Lead, I have the white ones that have Action Is Required on the back, and then I have the black blinged out ones, okay? And so if you go to my website, you can get the white Action Is Required ones at a discounted rate right now. I'm really trying to move those and get those out of the way. I'm going to be introducing some red ones and more of the black blinged out ones as well. So I want you guys to do that as well, so you can represent. Because if you're a woman leader, you need to be walking around with When Women Lead on your chest. That way people can kind of know, and you help, of course, with my platform and just, of course, branding women in leadership. It's women's Women's History Month last month, and if you are not following me on social media, you might have missed out on some of my spotlight, some of the ladies that I went back in history, because I do think it's important for women to know our history, guys. It's not been a short time before women, especially women of color in particular, have been forgotten about. Some, I was talking to a young lady the other day, and a lot of times we still feel somewhat invisible. And you know, the thing that I tell people, no, everything isn't black and white, but there are quite a few things that are black and white. And the thing about me being a black female, ladies and gentlemen, is that I don't get to take any days off from that. So although, you know, I might be moving and shaking right along and everything going fine, but trust me, I'm reminded constantly that I am a black female, okay, not just a female. And so you know, with that being said, I tried to do a Women's History Month every day last month, and I spotlighted and highlighted some awesome women that have done some awesome things in American history. And so, because again, women's history is American history as well, and so I wanted to spotlight that. So go back and follow me on Instagram. That's Coach with Pride on Instagram, and my author's page, Author Angela R. Pride on Facebook, okay? And you can see just different women's initiatives that I'm doing, things that I'm trying to do to help to promote women and uplift women, because again, that is a majority platform of mine, not the only platform. Again, my business coaching is for everyone. And so those are just a couple of housekeeping things that I wanted to get out to you guys, as well as, guys, another podcast. As a matter of fact, that this particular podcast is being sponsored by today, our CWP Sports Talk podcast. That is where Troy and I sit down and we talk about different things. If you haven't heard the last one, you need to definitely go and tune in. We're talking about the AAF. That's the American Alliance Football League. And we are really enjoying that league. My husband is super excited about what that league has to offer. And that's what we talked about in our last podcast. Again, that podcast is available on all platforms: Anchor, Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, just any, pretty much any platform, Apple. It's on all of those. So if you don't listen to CWP Sports Talk podcasting, you need to go ahead and subscribe to that, especially if you are a parent of a student athlete, or even if you're a student athlete, because that podcast was designed just for you guys to give you information. We've been giving out tips as far as helping college athletes or high school athletes that are in preparation, you know, that did sign-in day, to help them have an easier transition into college. And so with that being said, please listen into that. Like it, share it, subscribe to it, so you can see when we do new podcasts, as well as this podcast as well on Podbean. So thank you to CWP Sports Talk Podcast for sponsoring this episode of AP Empowers. And so now I want to get into the whole concept of being a visionary. You know, it's just like being a leader. People take it as an insult, guys, if you don't consider them a visionary. And I'm not with titles and things like that. I am solely about action. I want people to be action oriented, so people should be able to see your your walk instead of you having to go around and tell people who you are and what you're always doing. And so, again, being a visionary is a great concept. It's a great thing, but not everybody is a visionary. And even those people that are visionaries, if they are not good leaders, then they are not carrying out the vision that is being placed inside of them. And, you know, I encounter so many people like that on a day in and day out basis. And I want to encourage those people that action is always required. So no matter what you get in your head, you know, you ever met that person and they always have an idea and they have so many ideas that most of the time they're overwhelmed and they do not know how to delegate. They do not know how to structure. They do not know how to organize those ideas in order to bring them forward. Okay. And so, like I said, if you didn't listen to the podcast that I did on leaders and followers, you need to go back and listen to that as well. But today, so again, being a visionary is not just about being in charge or being the person that's most important or being the person that came up with the idea. Although those are great attributes to being a visionary, but being a good visionary means that you not only come up with the vision, but you're able to delegate, you're able to orchestrate, you're able to carry out that vision to see it to fruition. And one of my top points is the organization piece to that. What's next? So now, yeah, you have the vision. Now what? What do you do next? So basically, the organization of that vision, looking at the big picture, but being able to break that big picture down into smaller pieces so that you can say, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do A, then we're going to do B, then we're going to do C. Now, maybe A, B, and C all done together and completed carries out your vision. Maybe you've got to go all the way up to H. Maybe you've got to go all the way to Z. Whatever the concept is, the big part of that is breaking that big vision down and basically carrying out the little pieces in order to make the big picture come together. And like I said, guys, I know I'm not necessarily talking over your head. I know you can understand this, but there are a lot of different action steps that you may need to take in order to carry that vision out. I have a client and he was talking to me about, you know, kind of how he had saw a big vision before we started our business coaching. And now he can actually kind of see these things coming together and this, that, and the other. But that's a lot of times too what coaching does. A lot of times you have the idea, you have the mindset to do it, but you're struggling with the organization. Or, as I've stated in another podcast, or actually a blog, just start. You know, just start. And so a lot of times when people are overwhelmed or they have way too many things going on in their mind as far as their vision is concerned, they struggle to start because they're overwhelmed, because they've got too many ideas and too many things going on in their head and they're having problems organizing those that big vision into smaller components. But again, that organization does begin with you starting. Okay. The other thing that I encounter a lot of times with people is, again, you've got the vision and you know what you want to do, but you start one thing, you don't complete it. So you start something else, you don't complete it. So you start something else and you don't complete it. You have got to start with that one thing. Complete that one thing, then, and not before, not during, move on to the next thing. And so completion of things, that is another thing that makes for a great visionary. Don't be ready to go on to B if A isn't completed. Well, now A may be boring. A may be research. A may be a lot of, you know, what some people may don't even see behind the scenes, legwork. But it's necessary and it's important that you complete that step, you know, because a lot of times we want to not complete something and move on to something that's more interesting or maybe something that's going to be more fulfilling. And that's where your team comes in at, right? That's where your organization comes in and you know, this is not my strong suit. So I'm going to acquire someone to help me with this particular situation, right? And so that's kind of, you know, again, that's the other piece. So the organizational piece is good. If we can get to that point, a lot of people consider themselves a visionary and they can't even get to that point, right? But I want you guys not only to Be the visionary. I want you to be able to break it down. I want you to be able to organize it, but I want you to be able to start and complete. Say it with me. Start and complete. Because if you don't complete it, guess what? You'll just keep starting over. Or if you keep quitting, that's the same thing, right? When you don't complete something, it's because you stopped. It's because you quit. So you can't quit. You got to know that all of it is worth your time and your effort. All of it is worth your investment. All of it is worth. That big picture does not come to fruition without a lot of great effort, without a lot of great work, without a lot of, you know, completion of things, right? So that's the other part of the organization and the structure. Being able to start something, start a piece of whatever your big vision is and complete it. Then go on, okay? So don't start it. Stop because you want to go on to something that's a little bit more interesting. Completion, okay? That is going to be a key word today. I want you to complete some things. When you learn to complete some things, right, you will see a lot more of your goals, of your visions coming to pass. And I don't know any other way to say that. You know, but if you're struggling to even get it organized, you definitely want to acquire some help, because again, it is so, it's just not enough to have the vision. You've got to, you know, the Bible talks about writing the vision and making it plain. And a lot of times, you know, I tell people all the time, you need to see it. Not, it doesn't necessarily have to be a vision board, but if that works for you, make your vision board. But sometimes you can just write it down, so that you can see it every day. Be reminded that this is what I'm working on right now. And a lot of times what I'm finding too is that people need those reminders, because we will be out of sight, out of mind, especially some of my clients that have multiple jobs, right? You're trying to make money. You're trying to bring money together to make this vision come to pass, right? But at the same time, you're so distracted. Those are the people that tend to start something, don't complete it. Start something else, don't complete it. I need you to start and complete every task that you put forth to bring your vision or your goal to the forefront, to completion. Okay. That's big, guys. You know, and I want to encourage those people, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, because again, you're seeing things, but like I said, it's so much bigger than just what you're seeing. If your dream never happens, or if you never walk it out, it's seriously just a dream. You may as well have been asleep and, you know, just saw it in your dreams. Because when you talk about really bringing this goal or this vision or this dream to pass, there is going to be some action that is always required. Step one, step two, step three, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at each step, you must start it and you must complete it. Okay. So that's big. That's big as far as carrying out your vision. And again, I'm just here to encourage you today. Guys, if you're just tuning in, you got to rewind this podcast. We're talking about visionaries and carrying out this vision that you have, that God has placed in your mind, God has placed in your belly. This podcast is being sponsored by CWP Sports Talk Podcast. It's available on all platforms, Spotify, Apple, et cetera, right? That's the podcast that you listen to when you have a student athlete, where you're wanting tips, where you're wanting to ask questions, to get your child to that next level, to help them be in a better position to get recruited, right? And so in this podcast, we're talking about, again, the importance of being a visionary and what that actually means. Because, you know, I want to encourage you guys that just because someone says you're a visionary, that sounds good, but we have to get over what sounds good and be more action oriented. You have to be a leader sometimes, even when you don't have the title. You can be a visionary because you're getting more accomplished than the person that's just over in the corner screaming to everyone, I'm a visionary, because that is the last thing that being a visionary is about. You can have the vision, but if it never comes to pass, who even knows? Does it even matter? Is it doing what God has placed inside of you for that vision to do? So make sure that you're not just walking around telling people, oh, I have all these visions and I have this, and you're never completing anything. No one wants to talk to anybody who's never been through anything. And so that's why it's important that when you have visions, that you put the right people in place, whether it's just you, whether you have a team around you, whether you can delegate some things that may not be so appealing to you to someone else. I mean, when you talk about, I'll give you an example for myself, because again, a lot of times you guys want to hear real life examples. And so when you talk about me being an author, I love that title. I really do. I never set out to become an author. And I thank God for the people that he put in place to help me finish, complete, and do all the things that you have to do to bring forth a book, right? A hard copy book that you can put your hands on, that you can turn the pages, et cetera, right? Not an ebook, two actual books. I'm actually planning on doing some ebooks though as well. I hear they're a little bit easier. And that's probably just, you know, a subjective opinion, but anywho. So becoming an author, I never wanted to be an author. I never aspired to be an author. I actually don't even think I'm all that good of a writer, but I do think that the content that I put out is valuable. But anywho, so being a writer, so it's more than just writing down a manuscript. It's more than just, you know, putting your stuff in Word and then putting it out there. A book takes structure. A book takes organization. A book takes editing. A book takes you picking out the cover or the artwork or whatever. So there are a lot of steps. A book takes being formatted. When you put it out there and you put it on Word, that book has to be formatted to fit whatever the size, whether you choose a 3.5 by 5, whether you choose a 6 by 9, whether it's a larger book, whatever. It takes a lot of different components to bring that book together. And that is no different from any other vision. You have to understand it's not just as easy as you, what you see. Now, again, God is able and it can be an easy process for you. But I'm really talking to the people that, again, make you guys struggle with, you know, completing things. You have the vision, you know what you want, but carrying that thing out is like pulling teeth for you. And so I'm really encouraging you today to acquire the help that you need, or break them down into smaller pieces. Sometimes even when you try to structure and organize your vision, it needs to be broken down to even smaller pieces. There might be an A1 or an A2 or an A3 before you move on to B, right? So, you know, just kind of know what you are going for when you talk about carrying out a vision, whether it's big or small. You know, it's almost like the SMART goals. You know, you might have short-term goals, medium-term goals, and long-term goals, but even so, you should be working on each one of those every day to carry them out. That was my New Year's podcast that I talked to you guys about. If you haven't heard that, go back on Podbean and listen to that podcast as well, guys. I only come to you to try to encourage you, motivate you, and inspire you to keep pushing forward. These are not podcasts to beat you up. They're not podcasts to come down on you. I'm hoping that you are getting some value out of the things that I'm talking about, because these are the types of things that I talk to people about day in and day out, and helping them, encouraging them, helping them get organized, helping them set up the structure. Our mentoring program. I didn't talk to you guys about that. Well, anyway, so I'll finish this up and then kind of share a little bit about that with you guys, as well. But, so my visionaries out there, be encouraged, because you have that vision for a reason, but we do need to do a better job of making sure that our vision is being carried out, and carried out in a proper, timely manner. There always should be some sort of deadline. Okay. So when you start on step A, step A should have a deadline. That's going to keep you moving forward, right? This is your structure. Okay. This is a part of the organization. You cannot get to B until you start and complete A. Okay, and I know this may sound a little bit redundant for some of you guys, but I'm hoping that this is going to just help you wrap your mind around. It's not always as easy as you think, or it's not always as easy as the vision looks in your head. Action, ladies and gentlemen, action is always required. Okay, and so with that being said, I think I've said enough about it, but I want you guys to continue to see the visions that you have, but I want you more importantly to focus on carrying out and making sure you see those visions come to pass, making sure you see those visions through and acquiring whatever necessary help that you need. Stop starting stuff and not completing it. Stop that right now. We're not going to do that anymore in 2019. We're in the second quarter of the year, and I am so excited about, just what God is doing in this season for me, which brings me to the mentoring program. I have broken the mentoring program down, ladies, to where, what I found was, after the 3 months, and we've been doing it for 3 months, it's a 6 month commitment. We're doing a lot of individual stuff now. And so it's less of a group format. When we need to come together, we can, if we need to come together, but I'm really kind of working with ladies a little bit one-on-one, and again, guys, I told you, I'm one of those people that just want to flow, with things. If something's not working, I'm not going to fall in love with the fact that just because I saw it that way, that that's the right way for it to be. I'm going to adjust to the needs of my clientele. I'm going to adjust to the needs of the mentees that I am impacting or trying to have an impact on. And so if you're interested, as I stated earlier or on former podcasts, you can join When Women Lead, We Mentor. You can join it at any time, especially now, because I've actually kind of broken it down and I'm working with ladies more individually. And so even if that's a concept that you took a more liking to, because I kind of took a poll and the ladies really did, they wanted to talk to me individually. So depending on what package you had a mentoring component to it anyway. And so now we're just kind of spending more time with that particular individual on their own specific stuff. I'm still talking about the different topics, but I'm talking about them for maybe 5 minutes and then we're getting on into our mentoring session. Again, we mentor. When women lead, we mentor. If you want more information about that, please contact me. You can email me info@coachwithpride.com, and I will definitely get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. But I'm excited about, how God is placing me in front of other women to be able to encourage, uplift, and inspire them, to empower them to use the tools that God has given them. So if that's you, ladies, I'd love to work with you as well. If you've got young ladies, I'm definitely going to keep that one in the group format because I just think that that works best. Everybody doesn't have the same issues, but everybody's issues can help one another. Young ladies tend to go through the same type of stuff. And so, but anyway, with that being said, AP, I'm going to get out of here. I hope you guys were empowered today. I hope that if you are a visionary, you were encouraged today. If you see yourself as a visionary, if you aspire to bring some of this stuff that you've got in your head to pass, then we want to definitely make sure that we see that happen that way. But in the meantime, in between time, you guys be blessed. Hopefully I'll see you at the When Women Lead Networking Social this summer. No matter whether you're in the upstate of South Carolina or not, it is definitely worth your hour trip to come and meet a group of fantastic, phenomenal women that you wouldn't encounter in any other space. So y'all have a great day. Share this podcast, like it, subscribe to it if you are enjoying it, if you feel like it helps you. Again, we're not all about women. We can help anyone, but we're definitely here for you if you need us. Okay? Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye. My time.